I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andy Rabb is joining us on the phone. He's the Deputy Commissioner for Parks and Recreation for the City of Buffalo. Andy, there's a lot of waterfront development that's been going on in recent months, recent years in the City of Buffalo. And a lot of people are wondering, what about LaSalle Park? It's right along the waterfront. Is LaSalle Park a place that needs upgrades?
Well, I would answer that we have been doing upgrades to LaSalle Park. The city, since 2006, when Mayor Brown took office, has completed over $8 million of capital improvements to LaSalle Park. We have our busiest pool, Centennial Pool, is located in the park. We have a very popular dog run, the Barkyard, which is a year-round used amenity in LaSalle Park. There is the skate park. It's the first public free skate park in the city of Buffalo. We have very popular picnic shelters that are booked every weekend from May through October. We just rebuilt 2 years ago. And we actually have another $1 million of improvements scheduled for the next year through grants received from the Greenway Commission for improvements to the pavilion, pathway improvements, some security amenities. So we believe that we are doing a lot in LaSalle Park, and also there's a planning community engagement process called Imagine LaSalle that we're working with that UBRI is conducting right now to get ideas and thoughts from the public on what else needs to happen at LaSalle Park.
We happened to actually look at that survey just a little bit that's being done, as you mentioned, through the University at Buffalo. With that survey in particular, what are you hoping to get out of it? Just people's thoughts about the park in general?
Well, I think there was a master plan that was created for LaSalle Park in 1998, and that developed some concepts which formed the basis of the $8 million worth of work that has gone on since then. We did another kind of update or report on that in 2017, where we met with constituents to kind of discuss what needed to be changed or discussed more. And that really kind of led to this effort on, how do we want to imagine LaSalle? And I think it's too early to state the results of that, because the survey and the community engagement process is underway right now. But I think it's a pretty open question.
How much has the development of Canal Side changed how often and how many people are utilizing LaSalle Park?
I think they're two different venues. There's some limitations on size of events, but we still have many events in LaSalle Park. For example, the Hispanic American Festival is taking place in LaSalle Park this weekend. We have sports leagues that use the park all summer long. We have other community-based events. The Rick James Funk Fest takes place in LaSalle Park every year. So I think it depends on what events you're talking about. There's obviously different events that happen at Canal Side in the Outer Harbor, and that's fine. But there are events that take place all summer long inside LaSalle Park.
Does LaSalle Park get one of those 13 new Buffalo Blue Way locations that was talked about earlier this week?
We are in the process of determining what that will mean. But yes, LaSalle Park was listed as one of the locations for potential Blue Way improvements.
And for the people who are unfamiliar with what the Buffalo Blue Way project is that was announced, I believe it was a $10 million investment from New York State for this project. You know, what is it? What will it give people the opportunity to do?
Well, it's the $10 million for all of the sites that were listed, and I don't believe we're ready to provide an exact statement at this time on how that will translate specifically to LaSalle Park. LaSalle Park will be included as one of the sites that would receive some improvements from that.
LaSalle Park is one of the biggest parks in the city of Buffalo. How difficult is it to maintain that park?
Well, it's not really a factor of size. It's again, I would go back to use. It's a very popular park on any given evening in the summertime. There's a lot of people in the park. My son, it plays T-ball, and we were there two nights a week, and the park was packed with, you didn't just have Little League baseball going on. You had people at the dog park. You had people walking along the water. You have different adult sports leagues, kickball, softball going on at the same time. And along with the picnic shelters and pool and skate park, you get a lot of use. And that requires cleanup. We do have staff that go into LaSalle Park almost every day. We do multiple pickups to empty the garbage totes. So it's a pretty busy place all the way around.
How important is it going to be for the city of Buffalo to, I guess, end this misconception that LaSalle Park isn't what it used to be?
Well, I think they just need to stay tuned or go to the festival this weekend and participate in the survey and give us some thoughts on what they would like to see. If people are visiting LaSalle, I think they would see a pretty vibrant park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.